In this covenant of prayer this morning, it's testimony time. Please listen attentively to these documented testimonies. As you engage, yours shall be more glorious. Number one, God remembered me. Amen. I believed God for a job, so as a cell minister and zonal transportation agent coordinator, I took every instruction given seriously. Our cell grew from 5 adults to 12 adults. Furthermore, I got involved in soul winning with all my heart. I shared flyers, preached the gospel to people, and brought them both to Sunday and midweek services. I and my WSF team worked together, applying covenant mysteries, such as the anointing oil and the blood of sprinkling, to our location. We also engage in fasting and prayer every Friday. I was very conscious of my reward. So in the fourth week, I put in more of my time and energy than in the first 3 weeks. I sent a message to the MD of a company where I wrote a test 4 years ago. Behold, that same evening, he replied. He told me, hallelujah, amen. He told me to come the following week. When I arrived there on Monday, surprisingly, he commended my performance in the interview I did 3 years before. He said that at that time there was no vacancy, but now they have an offer for me. I was told to resume immediately with a good pay package and more increments promised at the end of the first project. I give God all the glory. Testify Frank Uche Ukawa. Please, let's put our hands together. Appreciate Jesus for that brilliant testimony. Number two, supernatural turnaround. On the 18th of November 2018, God connected me back to this commission. And in that service, I had an encounter with the Word. Bishop David Oedeku said, "Never mind your mockers, face your maker." While the bishop made declarations in that service, he said that we shall have a testimony. Thereafter, I keyed into all the instructions from the altar. 3 days later, God connected me to my God-ordained spouse. Hallelujah, you can make that bigger for Jesus. Meanwhile, I was without a job. But in January 2019, God gave me a new job. On the 21st of April 2019 service, the bishop said that we shall have a turnaround encounter. I believed strongly in that and asked God to give me a birthday gift before or during my birthday. Lo and behold, someone I had not spoken with for a very long time called on the 29th of May 2019 and said he will sponsor my master's program. Amen. Make that bigger, 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 bigger. Since I came back to this commission, things have been working in my life with great speed. I give all the glory to God. Testify, Cousin Gladys. Please rise on your feet this morning. Lift your hands to God with loud voices. Let's magnify him for these glorious testimonies.
Go ahead, lift up your hands, lift up your voice. Let's magnify God for those wonderful testimonies. They are the acts of God and they are marvelous in our eyes. Let's give him glory. Let's give him praise. Let's celebrate him, magnify him, glorify him. Thank him also for our assurance of answers to our prayers. We have not prayed into storeroom. We are sure he has heard us and he has answered us. Glorify him with me. Magnify him. Celebrate him. Our Father, thank you for those marvelous acts and for assurance of answers to our prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ. Saints of God everywhere, let's ask God to speak to us today and to cause his word to shine in our hearts. Everyone's destiny being advanced from glory to glory. Lord, we give you thanks because we believe you always hear an answer. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you today for bringing us to your presence, and we ask that your word will have free course in our midst and be glorified with signs and wonders. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. Please be seated. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. It's my privilege this morning to bring us the covenant hour of prayer exhortation for today. Since this week began, we started dealing with serving God is every believer's covenant responsibility as the charge of our covenant hour of prayer. And by way of introduction, we have been made to understand what servanthood means. The question, who is a servant of God, has been answered, that anyone serving God and the interests of his kingdom on earth is a servant of God. Anyone, young or old, male or female, educated or illiterate, first timer or even new convert, anyone serving the interest of God and his kingdom here on earth is a servant of God. Romans chapter 6 verse 16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. That means that serving God is not a gift. God's servant, our father in the faith, will tell us it's not a special endowment. It's a personal decision. Serving God is not a gift, but a choice. However, it's not just a choice, but a wise choice, considering the returns that follows through with it. You know, the Bible says in Job 36 verse 11, if you obey, so it's your responsibility, it's your choice. Not if they force you to. If you obey and serve him, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Joshua stood and declared in Joshua 24 verse 15, he says, As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. So serving God is not a calling, nor a gift, nor an endowment, but a choice. However, it's good to know that this is a wise choice to make. I pray that God gives us grace to keep making this choice. I thought your amen would turn things around. Serving God entitles believers to rewards that has no comparison on earth. Exodus chapter 23 verse 25. Ye shall serve and the Lord shall bless. Look at the accompaniments of those blessings. He will bless your bread and your water. He will take sickness away from the midst of thee. In verse 26, the Bible says, there shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in your land, and your life, the number of your days, he will fulfill. That makes it the best and the most profitable choice anyone can make, because no other organization can offer this dimension of benefits. This is the reason every one of us must be steadfast in serving God. May we receive grace today to remain unmovable in our stewardship. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58. Therefore, my beloved, Paul counseling us, he said, be steadfast, be unmovable, because things will appear to move you. Things will appear to shake you. Yesterday, God's servant told us that at the beginning of the planting season, when you get to an orchard, all the plants, all the seedlings look the same. At the beginning, it might appear it's not showing, but you should be sure that it will show for sure. It might appear as if it's not working, because when you get to a poultry house, after the eggs have been hatched, all the chicks are the same. You can't differentiate between the hen and the cock, but give it time. As they keep at it, the difference will begin to appear. As they keep at it, the change will begin to appear. What God is saying is this: if you want the change, don't change. Don't stop. Don't give up. Keep at it. And in a very short while, those that mocked you will return to celebrate God for you. For today, we are considering that you don't have to be an ordained priest to serve God. Stewardship, as we've been told, is every believer's opportunity. And it's an open-ended opportunity at that. That is to say, you can't excuse yourself. You can't exempt yourself. It's an opportunity that is open-ended. It's not an employment you wait for. It's an appointment that is waiting for you. Before you were saved, God said that he chose you. And he had appointed you, John chapter 15 verse 16, that you should serve him. You should serve him. He had chosen, he had appointed you that you should serve him, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatsoever you ask, so that you enter into that realm of rewards that nothing else can match. So it's not an employment you should go around looking for. It's an appointment that you should step into. and this appointment leaves no one excused. If you read that scriptures in Exodus chapter 23 verse 25, God says, ye shall serve. He didn't ask you your title. He didn't ask you your qualification. Ye shall serve. I'm educated, serve. Not educated, serve. I'm just coming, serve. Paul came last, but became first by service. That testimony of that woman from Yoruba church that went about serving shows us that you can't excuse yourself. You can at best include yourself. For instance, in evangelism, you see it's an open-ended opportunity. You may organize outreaches, yes, but if you can't organize outreaches, you can offer compelling invitation. A lady moved around offering compelling invitation by way of serving God and said, come for a marital breakthrough service. Yes, she was mocked. Have you gotten your own marriage? She said, no, but my God will do it. And the testimony is that as the person she offered that compelling invitation came, God did the person's own and did her own. Why do I know it's a compelling invitation? For somebody to follow you after knowing that God has not done your own, just by your promise that God will do it, that invitation must have been irresistible. The woman from Yoruba church went about evangelizing, not doing outreach, maybe not speaking coordinated words, but sharing handbills. She was sharing handbills. At first, she was mocked, but at the end, over 50, she brought forth her baby. She brought forth her miracle. What is God telling us? It's your opportunity. Don't look for excuses. Look for reasons. Don't look for excuses. Look for reasons to serve God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, beginning. 2 Corinthians 5, 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are now new. And all things are of God, who had reconciled us unto himself by Jesus Christ, and are given to us. So as soon as you are born again, you have been given. It's an appointment waiting. Once you are born again, you have been given. Before you got born again, the appointment was written, waiting for you to get born again. And once you are born again, you have been given. That means that as soon as you get born again, you can start changing level. You can start scaling heights. That shall be your testimony. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we are not priests ordained. They were not ordained workers, but they were notable rulers in a land. Politicians, as it were, public servants, as it were, but we are unashamed servants of God. Their stories should be clear to everyone. You know, when they run into a problem, what happens to you during your challenges reveal your true personality. It's like gold in fire. The real gold comes out when it's in fire. Whether somebody's a believer or not shows when he's challenged. That's why God is telling us, be unmovable, be steadfast, be businesslike, mean this thing, give yourself to this thing. Get to the point of, if I perish, I perish. That's how you will not perish. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego chose to serve God in a strange land when they were cast into the fire. In Daniel chapter 3, verse 26 to 27, Nebuchadnezzar came exclaiming, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, not my servants, servants of the Lord, not my employees, servants of the Lord. My question is this, where you live, what do they know you as? Doctor or servant? Pastor or servant? If anything is above your stewardship to God, you need to work on it. God expects every one of us to be known majorly as his servants. Exodus 23, ye shall serve. Moses, ye shall serve. Aaron, ye shall serve. New covenant, ye shall serve. Servants of the living God. Servants of the living God. That was their identity, despite their placement in the society. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. The Bible says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime, were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of scriptures might have hope. That means that you and I have this as a pattern to follow. I'm going right now to work on my identity. Until I receive this stewardship identity, it's not enough. God's servant and resident pastor, he will tell us, until you are told, it's too much for you. It's not enough yet. Until you are told, it's too much for you. It's not enough yet. So do some more. Your parents must acknowledge it. Your siblings must acknowledge it. Your enemies, even your enemies, must acknowledge it. The enemies of Daniel, they say, we can't catch this man any other way but by stewardship. By stewardship. When you are known this way, then God turns things around for you speedily, because you have committed him by covenant to do what his word says he will do. Finally, as we wrap up this morning, note this. You are not wasting your time serving the Lord. You are investing into your generations. There is no wealth you can lay in place for your generation that can be compared to your stewardship account with God. Because economy on earth can crash. We have seen world powers crash to nonsense. The world powers of yesteryears, where are they today? Even some world powers today are shaking. But you see, Abraham's covenant is still standing. We are eating of it. Our children shall still eat of it. In fact, he's in heaven waiting for us to get there. Because, you know, God calls him father. Dear. And when the scripture calls you father, nobody can unfather you. Psalms 112 from verse 1 to 3. As we close, it says, blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandment. Verse 2. He says, his seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Verse 3, he says, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Verse 4, everybody together, one go. Unto the upright there ariseth light even in darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Rise with me this morning. Lift up your hands everywhere and thank God for this open-ended opportunity he has presented to you and I. Give him glory. Magnify him. Celebrate him. Give him thanks. Everybody, make sure God is hearing you. Give him thanks for this open-ended opportunity he has presented you and I. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Please give Jesus a big, big hand of praise as our Father comes up to bless us.
Praise the Lord. He has not asked the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. Therefore, between now and the 40th anniversary, it will be clear to all your mockers that you are truly serving God. God is not a robber, he's a rewarder. You have heard this morning, you don't need any recognition as a title carrier. Say, God who sees your labor in secret, he will reward you openly. In secret means no recognition, no identity, no title. In the name of the Lord Jesus, grace to stay on in truth and in deed. Grace to remain undeterred by situations and circumstances. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. You know, faith comes by revelation, but it grows by utilization. We grow by use. Grace to keep exercising yourself in the revelations at your disposal, particularly on steadfast worship, which has changed the story of too many people, not just in our church, across the body of Christ worldwide. No one serves God in vain. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I pray for grace to serve your God acceptably, continually, untiringly. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. No grain of seed can be planted on behalf of another. Every grain of maize that must multiply must be individually planted. So grace to be personally dedicated without anybody pursuing you around. Grace to keep going delightsomely, excitedly, enjoyably, serving your God. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. When you get on a race, do you wait for a neighbor? My friend, let's go. You know, we came together from home. Let's go. And he said, wait, come now. All of you will return back home without a prize. When you are in a race, don't you know that in a race, run all and one receives the prize? Don't wait for your neighbor. So run. See him. We came together. See how he's running. He can't wait for me. They don't wait. In a race, prize winners don't wait. Prize winners, corners can wait together. Nonsense. They think, see how he's running. Oh, you don't see him? I see him. See his leg. His leg is like this. Amen. Those are the corners. They walk together. But prize winners, pick it up as individuals. 1979, I said, the time for brethren, let's go, is over. I'm gone. You are interested, can follow after. I can't wait for you and waste my life. Brother David, we have more things to do. I don't have more things to do. This is the only thing I have to do. Then shall we know. In the name of Jesus, you will be on the positive side of rewardable stewardship. Your generation after you will be eating from it. Your covenant stand with God will defend you all the days of your life. Untimely death will not be mentioned in your household. Spares and siege of the wicked will not be known in your family. In the name of Jesus, for the word this morning, lift up your two hands and give God thanks one more time, everybody. Give Jesus thanks this morning. 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 Give Jesus thanks. No one like Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Well, this evening we have WSR. Engage in your street and neighborhood outreach in pursuit of cell growth and replication. God is counting. God is counting. Get seated, please. Be part of it. God is counting. What I do now, thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. God is counting. It's going to your record so it can be rewarded. Be a part of it. For house providers, watch out for the release of Obededom order of blessings as you keep hosting the ark of testimony with utmost delight. Your household will never lack testimonies. Potential house providers, get excited. The blessing is coming to enter your house. He said to Zacchaeus, today salvation enters into your house. Get excited. Tell the side minister, my house is open for the next replication in this cell. Get excited. I've never had to be pushed by anybody in my life. Serving God is my delight, like breathing. I just got the grace from heaven, which is open to all. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Some grab it, others despise it, but I was privileged to grab it. And it's doing me well. It's looking good on me. I'm grateful to God for grace. Please, enjoy it. Now, tomorrow we have an encounter with Destiny Service. I know many here are already enjoying a glorious destiny, but God wants to open another chapter of glory to your life. We have a destiny of no limit in Christ. Amen. The path of the just is as a shining light, and it shines more and more and more and more, and keep doing so until the perfect day when Jesus returns. Thank God for where you are. It's simply a stepping stone to where God is taking you to. For every closed destiny, they shall be forcefully reopened. For every open destiny, you will jump levels. It's going to be a service for all. So come along and passionately, compellingly, get your neighbors and your family members to come along with you. There is no single Pharaoh sealed destiny that shall not be reopened tomorrow. There shall be no dungeon of satanic prison that shall not be blasted tomorrow. Come, he said, by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. You walk into your liberty at last in the name of Jesus. Praise God. So gather them in, and don't forget all your new converts, all your contacts that I want to argue with you. Just tell them to come. God wants to bless your destiny and get the devil off your path. Do that as a smart salesman. Praise God. The king's business requires haste. Let's go ahead and give it to him. Stand to your feet, everybody. Praise God. I believe we still have flyers. Oh, yes, plenty of them. This is a flyer church. That's why we are flying. Amen. Everybody, those who love Jesus, those who hate him, we have put this in their hands. And we keep putting it. Amen. Praise God. They say, you are brought up here again. Yes, Jesus is calling you. You people know the tire. We know the tire. We've been doing it forever. Ah, I got yesterday. Yes, get today again. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody said, Benue song to me, 1969. Now, we know what Benue was. He's a member of the church today. Amen. Praise God. He said, Benue song. So I took my mouth to another person. Praise God. Get excited. You know, if you're ashamed of him in this world and of his word, he said, he'll be ashamed of you. That means he will turn his back on you. Now, how far can you go? God will never turn his back on you. Amen. As you refuse to be ashamed of him, he will never be ashamed of you. Now, join me, stretch forth your hand, and let's release the fire of the Holy Ghost upon these flyers to rain convictions and bring about massive conversions by bringing about massive ingathering of souls. Everyone that has this flyer and our tracts across the city of Lagos and Nota, we decree right now in the name of Jesus, we decree right now the power of the Holy Ghost to begin to breathe conviction in their heart, gather them into church tomorrow and open up closed destinies, move destinies forward that have been stagnated in the name of Jesus Christ. So let it be. In Jesus' precious name. Be blessed. May these few hours remaining before tomorrow's service be most productive, most fulfilling, most refreshing for you. Throughout this year, you shall never receive an evil report. No one shall receive an emergency call. It will not come to you. It will not go from you to anybody. It shall be a year of no alarm. It shall be a no alarm year for you. Only the shout of joy shall be heard in your tabernacle. In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands and give thanks to God. All cell ministers and all pastors and everybody, we have our empowerment summit at 7 o'clock this morning. So just take a little recess, either on your seat or around the premises or wherever, and sit down 1 minute latest to 7 a.m. Jesus is Lord. Is somebody excited? The way you are looking at me, are you really excited? Come and give the Lord a big hand of praise.
Lift your hand to heaven. Give glory to God this morning. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. He's worthy. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Glorify him. Honor him. Celebrate him. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. You are worthy of adoration. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you and thank you, Lord Jesus, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us. all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. 7 o'clock prompt, we begin.